This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September 25. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans 12:19. It says there, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' end of quote, says the Lord." A person who forgives ends up winning. This is the reason why you should choose forgiveness. What is the opposite of forgiveness? Vengeance. You see, forgiveness frees you up to move on with your life. On the contrary, vengeance and retributive thoughts make you a prisoner because you do not feel free to move on until the retaliation is completed. You are hooked to another person who hurt you. You feel bitter, angry toward him or her. It affects your health, peace, and overall well-being. There is a reason why Jesus said, "If you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive yours." God bless and grants special peace to them who are willing to forgive. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting. Sometimes you may not be able to forget, and that is okay. Still, you can forgive from your heart. Besides, when you forgive others, God says He would forgive yours. You see, we all need forgiveness of our trespasses and mistakes from God, don't we? The main issue is this: you and I would not experience forgiveness unless we are willing to forgive others. This itself says forgiveness is the better and safer route that we must all take in our daily lives. When you look back and think, remember God forgave you several times, didn't He? You are still living, earning money to live because He forgave you countless times. He could have knocked you down, however, He did not yet, only because of the extent of His grace and forgiveness. If that is what you have received from Him, then that is what you need to offer in return to others. Secondly, you need forgiveness again from God in future, don't you? Jesus said, "If you do not forgive, your heavenly Father will not forgive you." Forgiving others keep the inflow of forgiveness coming in from God. You cannot afford to lose God's forgiveness in your life. Thirdly, unforgiveness makes you only more miserable. It makes you someone else's prisoner. You think you have the right to vengeance, however, you become the other person's prisoner. You become more unhappy, angry, frustrated, and miserable. More than all, you lose your sweet fellowship with the loving Lord, and that makes you more miserable. The Bible says God owns vengeance, not you. Romans 12:19 says, "Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord," end of quote. This is a quotation from Deuteronomy 32:35, where the Lord God said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." The context of the Deuteronomy passage is God avenges His own people for their stubbornness and foolishness. And He also repays for the wickedness of their enemies. You see, He is fit to repay with all justice and fairness, so we can relax and rest on His command of forgiveness. No matter what, the truth remains is this: a person who forgives ends up winning. What a principle to keep in our mind as we live here. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me to forgive others who hurt me. I need the empowerment of your Holy Spirit to keep on forgiving. I know you forgave multitudes of my sins and mistakes. This truth helps me and frees me to forgive others. I believe you forgave all of my sins because of the person and work of Jesus Christ. I invite Jesus into my life. Please save me and grant me your peace and your eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.